Yes.
Masechta Brachos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We begin the Mishnah. Meimasei Karnei Shema Ba'Arvin. The Mishnah begins to discuss the Hilchos Krishma, that every Jew is obligated, as we say in the Krishma, to say Krishma twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, as we say B'Shach B'Chof Kumecha. So the Mishnah asks the question, Meimasei Karnei Shema Ba'Arvin. When is the proper time to say Krishma, the evening Krishma? The Mefarshim say that why do we begin Shas with the mitzvah of Krishma? Because Krishma represents Yiras Shemayim, a Jew accepting the yoke of Hashem. And we know Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The first thing a Jew has to have is Yiras Shemayim. Before somebody begins to learn, he has to be a Yiras Shemayim. So we say before we begin to learn, first thing is Yiras Shemayim. And then afterwards we know if his yira, if his fear of Hashem supersedes his knowledge, then his learning will have success. Karna Shema, the Gra points out, Karn is a Lashon Rabim. It speaks to every individual. Usually the Mishnah speaks a lot, says this kind of a language. Megillah Nekras, the Megillah is read. We're going to have a Mishnah on Daf Tes that speaks about the Birchas Krishma and says this is the Brachas of Krishma. Here the Mishnah uses somewhat of a different language, Kairin. So the Gra points out that Krishma is somewhat different than all other mitzvahs. Usually the din is Shomea Ka'ina. Somebody else blows the shofar and we mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. Somebody else lanes or reads the Torah and we are mekayim the mitzvah. In Krishma, the Gra points out, we have the chiyuv to say Krishma for ourselves. Why? Because as we just said, Krishma represents Yiras Shemayim, and you can't be yotze, you can't fulfill your Yiras Shemayim with somebody else's Shema. You have to have your own Yiras Shemayim. So everybody has to learn their own Krishma. So what is the proper time to learn Krishma? Mishosha Kohanim Nechnosim Lecha B'Trumosim. From the time that Kohanim Alati Truma. Halach is that one of the foods that Kohanim were given with a Truma, the food from every crop, a certain percentage had to be given to a Kohen. If a Kohen is Tamei, he's not allowed to eat the Truma. He has to go to the mikveh, but just going to the mikveh is not adequate. He has to wait till evening. So the Mishnah says, Mishosha Kohanim Nechnosim Lecha B'Trumosam, from the time Kohanim keep the Truma in the evening. Which we'll learn exactly what time it is, at Soif Hashmer Rishoina, till the first third of the evening. Hashmer means the watch. Rabbi Lezer holds, we will learn tomorrow, that the night is divided into three equal parts. So after 4 hours into the evening, till then is the Zman Kriyishma. Rabbi Lezer explanation for this is when you go to sleep. What is the time that people go to sleep? Rabbi Lezer says, until the first third of the evening. By then, anybody who's going to sleep will have gone to sleep. The Chamaimer at Chatzos, that the Zman is until midnight. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, that the Zman is at Shiyal Amud HaShachar, until the morning star comes up. Continues the Mishnah. Masu Boa Bonim Beis HaMishnah. Rabbi Gamliel's family were attending a feast, and they came home late. Amr Loi Loi Karinu Shema. We have not yet lain the Krishma. Omlahem, so he told them, Im lo olam mudah shachar, if the morning star has not come up, chayevan atam likrois. You still have the obligation to lain Krishma. V'loi zubavat, continues the Mishnah, and we will come back to this in a moment. El komash omr chacham at chatzos. Wherever Chazal tell us that something that's supposed to be done at night should be done till midnight, really, mitzvosanat shiyal amud shachar. The proper time is until the morning star comes up. So the Mishnah gives an example. Hekter chalovim beivorim. All kabbonis, all sacrifices, had to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash during the day. But the fats in the limbs of those animals were burnt at night. So hekter chalovim beivorim, mitzvosanat shiyal amud shachar. Till when is the proper time to burn them? Until amud shachar. We have here an interesting machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, how to explain this line. Rashi says that this is not an example of a subject that has the rule of Tilchat Zois. That means, midoraisa, the proper time to burn Hekter Chalom Vavarim is all night, and that's the din, you burn them all night. Why? Because since we're dealing the Beis HaMikdash, and Kohanim's Rizim Hain, we don't have to worry that they're not going to do what they're supposed to do. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says, by Hekter Chalom Vavarim, the din is also that you should have them all, put on the Mizbeich by Chatzos. V'kol Nechon L'yom Echad, a carbon, certain kabbonis, there are different time frames. Who may eat the carbon, and what is the time frame for eating the carbon? So if a carbon has the time frame that you're allowed to eat it for a day and a night, so the halacha is mitzvosin ad shi'al amor ha-shachar. Midaraisa, from biblical law, you'd be allowed to eat it until amor ha-shachar. However, imkein lama amru chum ad chatzos, why did Chazal tell us that you may only eat it till chatzos? Kedei l'hachik adam min aveira. We want to make sure that you're not going to go past the time. How do we know for sure you're not going to go past the time? By telling you could only eat it by till midnight. There's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim, how to learn pshat in the machlokes of Gamliel and Chachamim. As we just said, the Chachamim say this man is till chatzos, and Rav Gamliel says this man is ad shal mura shachar. Tosfos says that even the Chachamim agree that if somebody, for some reason, did not say Krishma till Chatzos, so the Chacham say, better than not having said it, say it till Amur HaShachar. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina say, no, the Chacham were very definite in the saying Ad Chatzos. And if you didn't say it by Chatzos, you can't say it afterwards. And what's the example that the Rabbeinu Yoina brings? The example is Shofar on Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, from biblical law, you should blow the shofar on Shabbos. However, we know the halach is you don't blow the shofar on Shabbos because the Gemara says, Shema Yavirena Dalar Amos. You may come to carry the shofar. So Chazal removed the obligation to blow the shofar. Similarly, lulav. If Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, with the Raisa, you should have taken the lulav. However, Shema Yavirenu, Chazal said, don't take the lulav if Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. Similarly, says Rabbeinu Yoina, if you do not lay in Krishma till Chatzos, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah afterwards. The Shagas Aryeh says a very interesting observation. He says the comparison that the Rabbeinu Yoina makes to Shofar and Lulav to Krishma is difficult. He says, what's going to happen if somebody does carry the Shofar on Shabbos? Somebody does carry the lulav on Shabbos, he will have done an aveira. So that's why Chazal said, we don't want you to blow shofar on Shabbos no matter what. But what's going to happen if somebody lays Krishma after Chatzos? Nothing, no aveira happened, no sin occurred, and therefore here the Chachamim agree that you can lay after Chatzos. Begins the Gemara. Tana hechakoi, the Tanim Emesai. Our Mishnah begins with a question. From when? From when what? The Su, furthermore, asked the Gemara, Mashna the Tanaba Arvis Bereisha. Why did the Mishnah speak about Krishma of Arvis first, of the evening first? Listen to Bishachnas Reisha. The day begins in the morning. So we really ought to begin with Krishma Shal Shachris and then speak about Krishma Shal Arvis. The Gemara answers, Tana Krokoi. The Tana is referring to the Pasuk. The Ksiv, in the Pasuk it says, B'shachpacha of Kamecha. So the order that the Torah gave for laying Krishma is B'shachpacha when one goes to sleep, of Kamecha when one gets up. So since the Torah mentioned Krishma shall arvis first, the Mishnah following that precedent also says Krishma shall arvis first. V'bay Seima, another answer, Ya. Zman Krishma the Shchiva Amos. When is the time of laying Krishma in the of this night time, the sleeping time Krishma? Mishosha Kohanim Nichnasim Lech B'Trumasam, from when the Kohanim may eat their truma. Vibay Seima, another teretz. Yalef Mibriyasa Shalaylam. We learn this from the creation of the world. What does it say in Parashas Bereishis? when God created the world. Diksiv v'yerev v'yivoyke yom echad. There was first night and there was day. So since when God created the world, there was first night, and that's why in the Jewish calendar, night precedes day. So too, in our Mishnah, we speak about the nighttime Kriyishma first. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, Sefer, in the next Mishnah, in this Masechta, that we're going to learn a Mishnah, the Tani, the Shachar, when one says the Kriyishma, the morning, Mevorach Shtayim Lefaneh Vachs L'Chareah, he makes two blessings, two Birchas Kriyishma, before the Kriyishma, Vachs L'Chareah, and one Bracha after the Kriyishma. Or Be'erev, in the evening, Mevorach Shtayim Lefaneh, we make two Brachas before the Kriyishma, B'Shtayim L'Chareah, and two Brachas after the Kriyishma as recited. If, as we just explained, we speak about Kriyishma first, we speak about the night first, listening to Arvas Bereisha. In that Mishnah also we should have spoken about the Kriyishma Shel Arvas first. Yet in that Mishnah, we speak about the Kriyishma Shel Shachris. And Tosfos explains the Gemara's question beautifully. He says, if we're going to say that the reason our Mishnah spoke about Kriyishma Shel Arvas first is because B'shach B'chov Kumecha, and the Pasuk speaks about Kriyishma Shel Arvas first, so I understand. Our Mishnah, which is talking about Kriyishma, mentions nighttime Kriyishma first. The next Mishnah is not talking about Kriyishma. It's only talking about Birchas Kriyishma, which are not an essential part of Kriyishma. And Rashi has a beautiful proof to that. Rashi says, we daven Ma'ariv early, before Tzeis Kachavim, before the Zman. We say the Birchas Kriyishma. But we repeat Kriyishma to do it with the right time later. But the brachas was said before night. So obviously the brachas of Kriyishma and Kriyishma themselves don't travel together. So on Kriyishma, there's a pasuk of B'shach B'chov Kumecha. And that's why we speak about nighttime Kriyishma first. That doesn't apply to the brachas. However, if, as the Gemara just said, Ve'yi'er ve'yi'vayker, the Derech HaTorah, we always speak about the night first, so why only in this Mishnah, asked the Gemara, do we speak about the night time first and not in the next Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Tana, our Tana, Pasuk Be'arvis, spoke about the night time Kriyishma first. Why? Because he's following the model of the Torah of Ye'erev Yevoika, speaking about the night first. The Hadar the Tani B'Shachris, and then speaks about the morning Kriyishma. Since we're speaking about the morning Kriyishma anyway, add the Koy B'Shachris, we're mentioning the morning Chiv, Parash Mila B'Shachris. We complete speaking about all of the dinim of the Kriyishma Shel Shachris, the brachas of the Kriyishma Shel Shachris, the Hadar, and then we go back and Parash Mila the Arvis, we speak about the Kriyishma of the evening. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Omamar, that what is the time when one begins to lay in Kriyishma? From the time that Kahanim eat the Truma. Which, as we explained, a Kohen who becomes Tameh has to go to the Mikveh, and besides having to have to immerse himself in a Mikveh, he has to wait till night, which, as we're going to learn right now, is Tzeis Kachavim. Real night time. In Talmudic language, Tzeis Kachavim means the coming out of stars. Really, three medium-sized stars was an indication of night. However, since we're not sure what a medium-sized star is, we look for three small stars. That's when it's really night. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Michti, Kahanim Amos Ka'achli B'Truma. When do the Kahanim begin to eat Truma? Mishas Tzeis Kachavim, from when the stars come out. So the obvious question, why say it in a roundabout way? Say straight, listening, Mishat says Kachavim, for when the stars come out. Everybody knows that time. Answers the Gemara, Milsa Agav Urcha Kamashmon. Our Mishnah, when teaching us this halacha about Kriyishma, which is obviously the main subject of our perek, also wanted to teach us another din. What did it want to teach us? Amos Ka'achli B'Truma, when may a kain who's Tamei and went to the mikveh, eat truma, mishas tzeis kachavim. as soon as it becomes night. Even though, under certain circumstances, when somebody is tamei, aside from his obligation, that anyone who's tamei has an obligation to go to the mikveh and then wait till night, at times there's also an obligation to bring a korban, to bring a sacrifice. In the language of the Gemara we're going to use today, it's called a kapara. It's what brings atonement, what brings forgiveness. What our Mishnah is teaching us is a kohen who became tamei, all he needs to do is go to the mikveh and wait for the night, and then he could eat truma, even though he hasn't brought the carbon. And not only hasn't he brought the carbon, at this time he can't bring the carbon, because carbonus could only be brought by day, as we explained in the Mishnah. For Hakam Mashmalon, our Mishnah is teaching us the kapara loy ma'akfa. Bringing a carbon is not essential to the kohen's permissibility to eat truma. Kirtanya. The part, as a Bryce explains, the Torah uses the pasuk uva.
We only have a raya from the Mishnah that the first night isn't marked. The second night could be it is, because it wasn't. It wasn't. It
was, but if you missed the first night,
right.
So then you should, by the second day you should have brought it. So we'll see. Maybe at the end of the Gemara that won't be a question, because the pasuk says uva hashemesh, as soon as sun goes down, to tihev, and it's pure. Explains the Bryce. Bia Shemshai, the only thing that prevents the Kohen from eating Truma, Makvas and Melech Truma, is the sun coming down. Then Kaparoso, however, his carbon, Makvas and Melech Truma, that does not prevent him from eating Truma. So our Mishnah, although it was teaching us Hilchas Krishma, also taught us a halacha about the Kohen's permissibility to eat Truma. Ask the Gemara. Who says that that's the proper way of learning Pshat in the Pasuk? Umamai the high uvoa shemesh. How do we know that the explanation of the Pasuk means bia shemesh, that the sun begins to set, which is called shkia? The tier means tier yomai, that the entire day passes, which in the language we've been using is called seiske chavim. So currently the Gemara is explaining the Pasuk uvoa shemesh. You have shkia, the tiher, then the day completely leaves us because we have night time, and then the kohen may eat. Dilma, perhaps the explanation of the pasuk is biyesh oirehu, that you need that the day should begin. Vo hashemesh means sun coming up. Umay v'tiher, and what will be the explanation of the word tiher? Tier Gavro, that the person has to do something to purify himself. What does the person have to do to purify himself? Bring the carbon. So on the contrary, perhaps Pshat in the Pasuk Uzuvo HaShemesh, wait for the sun to come up, the Tier, purify yourself by bringing a carbon, and then, and only then, will you be allowed to eat the Truma and not earlier. Amar Rav Bar Avshela, if that would be the explanation of the pasuk, in kein lemakra v'yitaher, then the proper language of the pasuk should have been v'yitaher. He should purify himself. V'tiher means he's pure, automatic. Now, bringing a carbon is not an automatic act. It requires a lot of effort. So, if the Torah meant to teach us that he has to bring a carbon, it should have said v'yitoher. What does it say, v'tiher? Obviously, it means that comes automatically. What comes automatically? My v'tiher, tir yomai. The day ends, which of course is something that's not in human control. K'di'armi inchi, as people used to have a saying, e'erev shemsha, first the sun goes down, v'tge yoma, and the day passes. And that's why the pasuk is teaching us, as our Mishnah is telling us, that the kohen goes to the mikveh, waits for tzeis kechavim, waits for the day to end, and then he could eat his truma. The Maravim, in Eretz Yisrael is called the West, because it was to the west of where they lived. Had the Rabbi Rav Shela lo shmilu. They never learned this brisa that Rabbi Rav Shela just tortoise in his explanation of the Braisa. And they came to the same conclusion differently. Hi. They asked the following question. Does Uvar Shemesh mean that the sun sets? That the entire day ends? Aydilma, as we explained on top of this Amid, Bias Aruhu, that Bar Shemesh means that the sun comes up. Umay v'tier, and what is the definition of a tier? Tier Gavra, that the person does something to purify himself. What does he do to purify himself? He brings the carbon. Fahad Pashtalam Ebraisa. And then they brought a Braisa which answers that question. Midatani b'braisa, since we learned in a braisa, which the Gemara will quote soon, similar dover. What is the time of Mishar Shekahanim Nechnosim Lech V'Trumason? Seis Kechavim. The braisa says that Seis Kechavim is the time when somebody eats, the Kohen may eat the Truma. Shema Mina, the braisa is teaching us that Bia Shimshayhu, that it's only night that's required for this Kohen who was Tamei and went to the mikveh to be allowed to eat Truma. And the definition, Mai Vatir, what is the definition of the word Vatir? Tir Yoimai, that the day passed, but he did not have to bring his carbon. Amamar. So, again, we refer back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mishar Shekahanim Nechnosim Lech B'Trumason, that what is the time from when the Zman Krishma shall arvest, the nighttime Krishma begins, Mishar Shekahanim Nechnosim Lech B'Trumason, when the Kohanim eat the Truma, which we just explained means Tseis Kechavim. V'Reminu, ask the Gemara Akasha from Abraisa. Abraisa says, May Masai Karnishma Ba'arvin, for when may one read the Krishma shall arvest, Mishar Nechnos Lech L'Pitoi, from the time a poor person eats his meager meal. What's his meager meal? Pitai b'melech, bread with some salt, at shosh oimer lipat mitach sebasai, until he completes eating that meal. So now the Mara immediately begins to analyze this braisa in relation to our Mishnah. Sefer vade pliga misnisen. The second part of this braisa is certainly in disagreement with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said, the earliest time that our Mishnah said that the Zman Krishma Shal Arvis ends was Ashmeira Rishayna, the first third of the evening, which we are going to learn tomorrow is approximately 4 hours into the evening. The Ani, the poor person who's eating the Smiga meal, Pitay B'melech, bread with salt, it doesn't take 4 hours. It doesn't take 4 hours to eat a big meal, certainly not Pitay B'melech. So, obviously, the Braisa is arguing on our Mishnah. What is the difference? Because the Braisa says, Mishachbacha means when people go to sleep, not people go to sleep late, people go to sleep in the normal hour. And in those days, the custom was, you ate your supper, whatever it was, and you immediately went to bed. So that's certainly a disagreement with our Mishnah. However, Reisha, the first part of this Braisa that we just learned, Milema Pliga Misnisin, is it an agreement or disagreement with the Mishnah? Meaning, is this man that our Mishnah said, Amishar Shekahanim Nechnosim Lech B'Trumosom, identical to this man of Oni Nechnas Lech Pitoi? Is it the same time or is it a different time? Sakta Gemara, Reisha, Milema Pliga Misnisen, is there agreement or disagreement in those two Zmanim? Sakta Gemara, Loi, no. Ani the Kohen Chachiyuru. This man that Ani eats his meal, and this man with the Kohanim, Tseis Kechavim, eat their Truma, is the same time. Ask the Gemara, is that correct? V'reminu. A different Braisa. Meimisai Mischelen Likros Krishma Ba'arvis. When is the earliest time one Kalein Krishma Shal Arvis of the evening? Mishah, now Mishnah gives a different time. The Braisa gives a different time. From the time that people eat the meal on Friday night, which is Rameya's Shita. which is an early time at first glance. Why would we say it's an early time? Friday night, you can't cook your meal. Your meal has to be all prepared from before Shabbos. So a person goes to shul and eats his meal. The Chum said no. That what is the time for Zman Kriya Shema? Mishar Kahanim Zakoyim Lechel B'Trumasim. From when the Kahanim may eat their Truma, similar Dover, this is the Brice that the Gemara alluded to earlier, says Kachavim. V'afapish Ein Raya Dover. The Gemara is going to say, even though we don't have an explicit proof that day ends by Tseis Kechavim, Seich L'Dover, there's some sort of a hint that we could find in Nach, alluding that night begins by Tseis Kechavim. Shenemar, there's a pasuk in Nehemiah. The pasuk says, V'nachnu oisim b'melacha, we were doing work, V'chetzya machzikim b'remachim, half of us were holding spears. Ma'alois ha-shachar, we began our work day at Alois ha-shachar, when the morning star came up, at Tseis Kechavim, until Tseis Kechavim. Va'oimer, and there's another pasuk there in Nehemiah. Va'hoyu lanu ha-layla mishmar, at night we stood watch. Va'yoyim melocha, and during the day we did our work. Mai va'oimer. So the Gemara immediately asks, isn't the first pasuk that says that they work till night indication that what is night says kachavim? Why do we need the other pasuk? The chitema, perhaps we'll say like this: michi erva shem shalailahu. Really, night begins by shkia, much earlier. However, the pasuk says that they work till says kachavim, a later zman, anywhere from 45 minutes to 72 minutes, or perhaps more. Inu, the Mechashki Makadmi, they were hard workers. They worked longer hours. They worked till Tseis, even though night began by Shkia. Or Makadmi, perhaps the day only begins by the Netzachama. But they worked hard, and they already came to work by Alois HaShachar. Toshma, for that reason, the Gemara quoted the second Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, no, they were laborers, for Hoylan or Alayla Mishmer. During the night they didn't work. At the night they only stood guard. V'hayoyim, during the day they did work. V'hayoyim melacha, during the day they did work. And what is day? I mean, Alois HaShachar Atzeis Kechavim. So we go back to the Braisa. Kosalka Daitach, so far in the Gemara that we've so far learned today, we have found three different shiurim for the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema. One was the Zman that we learned in our Mishnah, Mishor Shekahanim Nechnasim Lech L'Trumasam. The second Zman was Mishor Sha'oni Nechnas Lech L'Pitoy, for when a poor person eats his supper every evening. And the third Zman we found was Mishor that people eat their meal Friday night. Obviously, the Gemara wants to eliminate machlokes, eliminate disagreement as much as possible. So the Gemara says, it makes sense to say that the Zman, the time when the poor person eats his meal every evening, is the same time that we all eat our meal, that they all ate their meal Friday night. Salka Daitach, Oni, the time where a poor person eats his meal every night, Ubnei Adam, and everybody eats their meal on Friday night, Chachiruhu, are the same time. However, didn't we just say a few moments ago, the Amrit Oni V'Koin Chachiruhu, that the time that the Oni eats his meal every day is the same Tseis Kechavim when the Kohanim may begin eating their Truma? So we have a problem. Chacham Han Rameya. Our Braisa just quoted a Machlaikis, where Rameya says the Zman for Krishmas from when people eat the meal Friday night. The Chum say from when the Kohanim eat Truma, but isn't that the same time? The Amrit, Oni V'Koin Chach Shiurhu, Chacham Hainu Rameya. So there's no disagreement. Yet the Braisa clearly indicates that there is disagreement. El Shmamino, Oni Shiur L'Chod, V'Koin Shiur L'Chod. It must be that this man that the Ani eats his meal every day, and this man that the Kohen eats his Truma when he was Tamei, is not the same time. So our question that we asked a number of lines ago, at this point we asked the Shaila, if this man when the Ani eats and the Kohen eats is the same, now seemingly it's not. Fuck the Gemara Loi. Ani v'Kohen chatshuruhu. I'll really tell you that this man that the Ani eats and this man that the Kohen eats is really one and the same time. If that's the same time, what is the Braisa? V'Ani u'Bnei Adam. However, this man with the Ani eats his meal and we eat our meal on Friday night, Laf Chachiruhu. So at this point, we have two Zmanim. We have a Zman of Ani eating his meal every day and a Kohen eating his truma, which we're saying is one Zman. And then we have another Zman, which is when Bnei Adam eat their meal Friday night, which will be a different time. Tosfos asks, makes an interesting observation, which is relevant to Halacha. Tosfos says that the Braisa is saying that what is the Zman for Krishma? Mishar Sha'ani Nichnas Lachal Pitoy, from when Ani eats his meal. As Tosfos, when this man Krishma comes, you're not supposed to eat. You're supposed to daven. So how could you say Krishma? So Tosfos Taka says, it doesn't mean exactly that time. A few minutes before he eats the meal, he davens, and then he starts his meal. But it doesn't mean exactly the time he eats his meal, because he's not allowed to eat first. The Mashah asks an interesting question on Tosfos. We could have asked the same question in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mishar shel kahanim nichnasim lach b'trumasim." That what is the zman krishma from when the kahanim eat the truma? You can have the exact same question. How could they eat the truma? They have to daven first. And there, interestingly, makes the Mashah an observation. Tosfos doesn't ask the question. Why? So the Mefarshim say a number of terutzim. One terutz is that kohanim zrizim heim. We mentioned that when we learned the Mishnah. On an average individual, we're concerned that if he's going to begin his meal, he'll eat, he'll get tired, he'll go to sleep, and we'll have never said Krishma, we'll have never davened. On Kahanim, we don't have that concern. And that's why we let them eat, and we're sure they'll daven later. Another teretz, not only are Kahanim, the actual male Kahanim, allowed to eat Truma, their entire family are allowed to eat Truma. So, true, the Kohen is going to eat, not going to eat truma until he davens. But his wife doesn't have a chiv to daven and say Krishma. Mishar shel kahanim doesn't mean the men. It means the family who don't have to say Krishma and daven ma'ariv. But there's another question. The Mishnah says, Mishnah tells us a story that the family of Rabbi Gamliel attended a Beis HaMishnah. They went to a feast. And they had not lain Krishma. They came home late and they asked their father if they could lain Krishma. How do they go eat? They have to daven ma'ariv first. They have to say Krishma first. And that's the halacha. That if this man comes prior to your beginning supper, you're not allowed to eat supper. You should daven first. Unless certainly you have a minyan kavua or you have somebody who will remind you. So the Taz answers that they began the feast a half an hour before the Zman, and the halacha is if you begin the meal a half an hour before the Zman, you do not have to interrupt your meal and you can continue. Otherwise they would have not been allowed to begin the meal without davening ma'ariv and saying Krishma first. Continues the Gemara. V'ani v'kain chachiur, who at this point we are saying that the time that the Ani eats his meal every day and the time that the Kohen eats Truma every night is the exact same time. Verminu. Now the Gemara quotes another Braisa, which quotes different times when is this man Krishma Shalavis. Namesai Maschin Likris Krishma Ba'arvin. What is this man that somebody may begin laying Krishma in the evening? Mishar Shekita Shayon Ba'arvin Shabbosis. From the time one has to begin observing Shabbos. In the Jewish day, there are three parts. There's day, which is day. There's night, which is night. And then there's a third time, which is called Bein HaShemoshes. I guess the best word we could use for it is twilight. Where in halacha, in Jewish law, there's a question, in what status do we give to that time? Do we consider it day? Do we consider it night? Since we have a suffix, we have a doubt, Shabbos, we start observing from Bein HaShemashes. So this Tana says that from Bein HaShemashes, one, Rabbi Eliezer says, one may begin learning Krishma from Bein HaShemashes when on Friday we begin the Shabbos. When does one begin learning Krishma every evening? From Bein HaShemashes, when one has to start observing Shabbos every Friday evening, give Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Shuaymer, from when the time from the Kohanim are purified that they may eat their truma. From when the kohen already may go to the mikveh and immerse himself to truma. So before the brisa continues, mentioning the zmanim, mentioning the times when you're allowed to lay in Krishma, Amle Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda immediately asks a question on Rabbi Meir. V'loi kohanim mibay jomim tovlim. A kohen could go to the mikveh any time during the day. He doesn't have to wait for the evening. Could anyone believe that you can learn Krishma Shal Arvis during the day? By definition, it's Shal Arvis, it's at night. We'll come back to this question in the Gemara. Rav Chanina Omer, Mishosh Ani Nichnas Lechu Pita B'melech, a time that we mentioned earlier, for when the Ani eats his meager bread and salt meal every evening. Rav Achai, Vamele Rav Acha Omer, obviously it was not Rav Achai, rather Rav Acha, Mishosh Roy B'nei Adam Nichnasim L'Hasev. We don't follow the poor people. We look at the average population when they come to eat the meal. Now, let's figure it out. The Amrit, if we are going to say the Oni the Kain Chachur, the Gemara is trying to still believe that the time that the Oni eats his meal every day and the time that the Kain may eat Truma after he was Tameh is the same time, Rav Chanina Hanir Bishua. These were two different zmanim mentioned in the Braisa. If it's the same time, where's the disagreement? Elav shmamina. Now we have conclusive proof. Shi'ur the ani l'chod, the zman when an ani eats his meal every day. V'shur the kain seis kechavim, when the kain eats his truma. L'chod is a different zman. Shmamina. To that question, which the Gemara asked earlier in the Amid, we already have a final answer. However, continues the Gemara, in trying to analyze, now that we established that this man of the Ani eating his meal and the Kohanim eating the Trumat, Seis Kecham, is not the same, which is the later one? Haimanai Mucher, the Ani's meal or the Kohen's Truma? Zok the Gemara, Mistabra the Ani Mucher. The Gemara says it makes sense to say that the Ani is the later time. Why? The Amrit Ani Mugdam, if you're going to tell me that the Ani is the earlier time, Rav Chanina Hein Rav Elezer. Rav Chanina said in our Mishnah, said in our Braisa, Mishosh Ani Nichnas Lechel Bepitoi. Rav Elezer said in our Braisa, Mishosh, that it becomes Shabbos. So as Tosfos explains, it's hard to believe that this would even be later. So it must be that this is the same time. And which can't be, because we have a machlaikus. Elav, shmamino, the Ani Mu'ukhar, that the Ani is a later time. So we have like this. We have the Kayan eating his meal, and his truma, and there's even a later zman of the Ani eating his supper every night, shmamino. Just to finish off. Amamar, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asked Rameya. Rameya said that the Zman is when Kohanim are allowed to go to the mikveh. So Rabbi Yehuda immediately asked Rameya, "For like Kohanim by Joim have Tavlim, aren't Kohanim permitted to go to the mikveh by day already? So how could the Zman be so early?" Comments the Gemara. Shapa Kamali Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda's objection to Rameya is a very significant and legitimate objection. Rameya, what is Pshat and Rameya? Rameya, Zok to Gemara, Rameya is saying like this. As we mentioned earlier, there's this twilight time in the Jewish day, Bein HaShemashes. Bein HaShemashes, there's a machlokes, how long is Bein HaShemashes? There's one shita, which is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which gives Bein HaShemashes about 20 minutes or even longer. And Bein HaShemashes begins right after the day starts to end. But there's another zman for Bein HaShemashes. It's the zman of Rabbi Yossi, which A, Rabbi Yossi says that the zman of Bein HaShemashes is very short. And B, Rabbi Yossi says that the zman of Bein HaShemashes starts right at the end of the day. So Rameyer is saying, you know till when a person can go to the mikveh? A person can go to the mikveh, we said he has to go to mikveh by day. But day goes till the last second before night. So when Rameyer said that this man is when Kohanim go to the mikveh, he doesn't mean the earliest time to go to the mikveh. The earliest time to go to the mikveh could be early in the day. He means the latest time to go to the mikveh. You know when the latest time to go to the mikveh? It's a moment before night, and that moment, Zok Rameya, you could already lay in Krishma. Hachakam Rameya. Mi Savris, do you think that no Abein HaShemash didoch kamina, which you hold that Abein HaShemash goes very early, begins very early, and no Abein HaShemash to Rabbi Yossi kamina? I believe that the zman Abein HaShemash is like Rabbi Yossi. Dom Rabbi Yossi says in Masech the Shabbos, Bein HaShemash Karef Ayin. The entire duration of Bein HaShemash is like the blink of an eye. Zeh Nichnes, Zeh Yotzei. One comes and one goes. V'yashalamarov. It goes that quickly. And that is right before night. Till then, a Kohen, according to Rameh, could go to the mikveh. And at that moment, which is a moment before the day ends, that's the moment when you could begin laning Krishna. However, Kashad Rameya Dermeya. Previously we learned the Braisa that Rameya said that the zman of Krishna is from when people eat their Friday night dinner. Here he said that the zman of Krishna is from when you have to start beginning to observe Shabbos. Obviously, the time when one begins to observe Shabbos is earlier than when one eats his Friday night meal. Kashad Rameya ad Rameya. And for the Gemara, Trei Tanoim Alivid Rameya. There was a disagreement amongst the Tanoim what Rameya held. One more question. Kashad Rabbi Lezer ad Rabbi Lezer. There seems to be a contradiction between Rabbi Lezer. In our Mishnah, the first Tana mentioned in our Mishnah was Rabbi Lezer. What our Mishnah say this man is? V'shosha kohanim nechnosim lechva trumosam. For when kohanim come to eat truma. Here, Rabbi Lezer said, from Friday night. So what is the right time? So the Gemara gives two answers. First answer is, trei tanoim alivid Rabbi Lezer. This is machloikas tanoim, what Rabbi Lezer holds. Either he holds his man of Friday night, or he holds this man a mishah shakanim nechnasim lech b'trumosai. V'bayi seimer, another answer, reisha lav Rabbi Lezer hi. Our Mishnah mentions Rabbi Lezer at the beginning of the Mishnah, but Rabbi Lezer wasn't referring to when you begin saying Krishma. You begin saying Krishma, like he says here, from when Shabbos begins. What was Rabbi Lezer referring to in our Mishnah? He was referring to till when you could say Krishma at Soif Hashmaya Rishona. What does Rabbi Lezer however hold? When you begin saying Krishma, you begin saying Krishma, Misha, that you hold Friday night Shabbos.